And I've had the privilege to talk at other service conferences, and there's not a lot of them around anymore. You know, there's not a lot of area assemblies that do conferences in conjunction with them. But I was impressed with yours, and I love the service. I love sitting here last night watching all the people stand up that are right in the front lines of AA making it happen. And those are always people that have joy in their life. Those are the people that have smiles in their life. Those are the people that have what you want. There's three types of people that come to Alcoholics Anonymous. There's those who make it happen, those who watch it happen, and those who don't know what's happening at all, right? And I've been all three of those guys, you know, and I didn't know what was happening when I got here. I sure watched AA happen for probably the first 3 years I was here, and then the last umpteen years that I've been in recovery, I got around to make it happen, people, and it changed my life. And that's what I've seen demonstrated here this weekend. So my hats are off to your convention and the class that you brought with it. The last 90 days, I'm probably going to jump forward before I really talk into the story. I really want to talk about the joy of living. I really want to spend some time on that because there's a big difference between being happy and being joyful. Huge difference. It took me years in recovery to discover that difference. But I want to talk about the last 90 days. The last 90 days of my life have been really, really challenging. In July 20th, my wife had a major surgery, and she was out for 6 to 8 weeks, and there was a chance that there could be some cancer involved in it, but by the grace of God, and it just wasn't her time, there was no cancer at the end of it, which was a glorious thing. But no sooner than she's coming off of that time, my mom went into the hospital the first part of August with pneumonia, and she came out, she never really recovered from that. And then about 3 weeks later, I was speaking at a conference in Florida, and I came back, and my mom was still ill, and I encouraged her, we've got to get you to the hospital. And when they did, they discovered more pneumonia, which ended up being stage 4 cancer. And probably 8 days later, my mom died. And it was one of the biggest heartbreaks of my life, I just got to tell you that. She was the rock star in my life, which you'll hear. So I just went through that. And last week, I just gave away one of my daughters in marriage, you know. So I've had a crazy 90 days, and then I had this eye thing, which is a result, I think, a lot to do with the trauma that happened with my mom and a lot of the tears that were shed leading into her prognosis and her death and all that. But the cool part about all that, I say that, is because even though it was dramatic, even though there's a lot of trauma involved in that, there was a tremendous amount of joy and gratification to come from that because Alcoholics Anonymous showed up, you know. It's always showed up in my life, and it was there full blood. When my mom had her wake, my home group, then the Al-Anon group, took over the break room for the hotel, for the funeral home. So they set up everything. They brought in, set up all the food, all the drinks. They catered everything. They cleaned up everything. My family was just sitting there blown completely away by all that. And Robbie was a big part of that. He was right there on the front line. My mom was in the hospital. AA's by the dozen showed up to pay their respects to Mama Long, we call her. I also used to call her the ward. And Rachel, wherever you, and going around, and then when the funeral happened, you know, it's just AA was everywhere, and that's what this program has done in my life, and it brings a lot of joy to see that, to stand on the front line and watch all the years of recovery come a full circle, the circle of life, if you want to call it that, and that's what took place, and it was amazing, amazing demonstration. The two hardest talks I ever had to do in my life, I gave back to back almost, and one was doing my mom's eulogy. One, having the privilege to do it, but two, trying to do it. And I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. You know, I was just an emotional wreck. You asked Robbie, I was just destroyed until it was time for me to stand up there and go do it. And I was able to pull it off. By the grace of God, I was able to get through that. And then last week, standing out there with a couple hundred folks and giving my daughter away to some 6'5" boy from Houston, Texas, and it was a joyful day. So it's just been an awesome, awesome, awesome deal. So if you're new to Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm glad you're here, and a lot of times you're not very happy when you get here. I know I wasn't happy when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and it took me a long time to get into the groove of what Alcoholics Anonymous really, truly was about. I was born, like I said, to the greatest, in my opinion, the greatest mom on the planet. It was my mom, Mama Long, I called her. My mom was in an alcoholic marriage prior to meeting my dad, and she had 3 children out of that was a total chaotic mess. She ended up leaving that marriage and then went AWOL for about 10 years. And my sisters and brother didn't even see my mom for 10 years, 11 years, didn't even really know where she was at. And she ended up in a state mental hospital in Nevada, Missouri, on the west side of Missouri, or on the Kansas-Oklahoma border. My mom spent a number of years in the state hospital. When she got out, she married another alcoholic, which happened to be my dad. and the circus started again. And out of that, I came out of that marriage. And after about 2 years of age, my mom finally had her own bottom in life, you know, being crushed by life. And she just ran the guy off. She committed her life back to her faith, which was a Catholic faith.